loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're going to have a laugh.
Hello. Hello, how's it going? Welcome to episode 151 of Stall It. Stall It is a Go Loud original podcast.
Pretty nice.
151.
What's going on with you? How are you keeping? Did you enjoy the nice sunny weather that we've been having?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go out in it?
I went to... No. I didn't go anywhere. I went to a barbecue.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you eat? What did you eat? Did you eat? What did you make? A burger?
Burger, chicken, some prawn skewers, belly rumbling. There.
The usual
stuff.
Is your bit? Did you host
ribs?
It?
No. Her dad did.
Nice.
We had it in the front garden.
Okay.
Because Amy's ma and dad got a new patio and walls in the garden. So it's like the walls are really high, like, and it's in the middle of Ballymun. Like,
in the front garden?
Yeah. So it's the walls are really high. So it's enclosed, like, you know, and you can just like chill there or whatever. And now it's head high, but like, do you know what I mean? It's fine. And I keep saying to her dad, like, Jeez, I feel like someone's going to throw over a bag or something. Feels like we're in the joy. He's just like, all right, whatever, darling.
I'm finding it hard to imagine. So it's like a front garden that has a 6-foot wall around it, like a castle.
I'd say it's like a 5-foot wall.
But that's strange,
isn't it?
People
are under 5 foot, so the only time you see it in the garden is when you go past the gate.
So you had a nice little barbecue?
I did, yeah.
That sounds nice.
I had a few Birra Moretti's.
Oh, jeez. Classy. Classy. I love the Birra Moretti logo. It's just a man who's locked.
He's twisted.
He's in bits.
Like that.
He's hanging together.
He's fucked. I want to be like him.
If you're ever in the pub, have a look at the Birra Moretti logo and look at the man's face. Look at his face.
I want the Birra Moretti hoodie.
Somebody, I don't know if that's a painting or like who made it or if they went on Fiverr to get it designed, but I don't know who signed off on that.
It's just like that, isn't he?
He's twisted.
One eye is open, one eye is closed.
He's twisted having a big jug of Birra Moretti.
Zoom in on that there. Look at him.
It's very good. But it's nice, isn't it? I like the Italian lagers.
My face used to go bright red every time I drank alcohol.
Yeah. Did it?
Doesn't anymore though. It used to years ago. You used to be standing in fucking nightclubs, scorched.
Yeah.
Just over 2 points, it's just like fucking mad blotchy, like, you know, that way. And just, oh.
Look like a bleeding.
Tomato.
Tomato in the corner of the bleeding pub. The gele. Sweating. Fucking sweat.
24 degrees, is it? Gives another point of beam out there. I know, hoodie.
I love that you went to the pub. Oh, it's fucking sunny. Come on, we go sit in the dark pub.
Yeah.
What else did you be doing, huh? Tunk, it's past tense.
Yeah.
But tunkin. I don't know if dunkin is a word or not. What the fuck?
Happened like 2 or 3 days ago. They put a photo with the World Trade Center. What was the first one? Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Who's that?
He's a rapper, is he?
No. Is he?
He was a rapper, yeah.
And they were like, he died?
Yeah.
Someone puts a picture of the World Trade Center's on fire. Like, that's what you're going to get.
I know.
I was
looking at loads of, well, not loads, you were just on me TikTok of like Americans giving out about that. They have every right. But they were like looking for angles to get back at the Irish, like, and it's like portal wars. And they were saying they're going to target like the famine. The date is at the fucking thing.
For some reason, I feel like enough time has passed that the famine is not offensive. I'm not offended if someone puts up a picture of a rotten potato.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so distant from me. I can't relate. I can't be offended by that. It's got to be more recent. It has to be the IRA stuff. I mean, if you got to be putting up the car bombs and like Belfast stuff.
Yeah. You predicted it.
I did. I'm like fucking Astrodam.
There's going to be a big ring in town. That's what you'll be saying. A big ring in town. You said that 5 years ago, didn't you? Yeah. People are going to be getting their schlongs out.
Yeah. Track back. I said it in episode one. There'll be a big ring in town. And people will be showing their schlongs.
It all makes sense now. Like the metal board in the sky. Didn't know what that meant at the time.
Mm.
It's obviously a plane.
Mm-hmm. I think people met on it though. I think there was people that exchanged numbers.
Yeah, people were exchanging numbers and then they were ringing one another. So while they're like looking at each other live, they can ring each other also. It's a good way of doing it.
If something comes from that, like if someone gets married, then I'd be like, it was worth it. It was worth it. It's a piece of art now. Now it's a piece of art. Do you know what? Ah, I was out last night and I was with these two Americans. I can talk about why I was with these two strangers later, but there was photographs on the wall in a pub that we were in, and it was photographs of Banksy's art.
Yeah.
You know Banksy, yeah?
Yeah.
They never heard of Banksy.
The American people?
Never heard of Banksy.
She wouldn't.
Why not?
Was it just them, or do I'm sure American people do know Banksy.
I don't know if they do. They're like, I haven't a clue. And then I showed them my tattoo of the girl letting go of the balloon. And they were like, I've never seen that before. I don't know what that is. They just have no idea who the fuck Banksy is. And it's just mind-boggling. It's like not knowing who Michael Jackson is or something. Like, you know Michael Jackson.
I wouldn't say that scale.
No.
Nah.
No. Banksy. I feel like he's a household name.
He would be, like. But
not like Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. No,
well, I mean, he's, yeah, because he's not like a pop artist, but his art, surely, to gods.
Yeah, you probably couldn't have picked a worse comparison, though.
How many albums did he sell again?
Let me check that for you.
No, don't, actually. We already know it's quite disappointing.
70 million or something?
It's quite disappointing.
Not even 100 million, man.
500 million.
Oh, yes. Not even a billion, then.
It's disappointing. So only 500 million people know Michael Jackson.
Well, he has
Michael Jackson.
Well, he has multiple albums, so that only means like 100 million bought.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's not even a country. There's some countries that have more than 100 million people.
So right? you thought everyone would have known Banksy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was shocked.
Did you not see Enter Through the Gift Shop?
Exit Through the Gift
Shop.
Yeah.
Enter. Fuck.
The prequel. So Enter. Close.
Enter, yeah.
Enter Through the Gift Shop.
So fucking close, man.
That's how you bunk in.
You'll be able to tell the tales of Banksy, tattoos and everything. You could have gave them a whole synopsis.
A little backstory, and I fucking did. Waffle burnt ears off them.
And you've just introduced two Americans to Banksy now, and they'll introduce all Americans to Banksy.
I have a feeling they won't remember him. But imagine though, I feel like I should get something from Banksy. Because that's going to spread. He's going to be big in America now because I've introduced Banksy to America. So I want a little picture.
You should go up to the portal and just lift up your top and show them all your Banksy tattoo. Then get some text on your phone saying, Google Banksy. Then they'll all be educated.
I mean, if you take it out of context and you don't know who Banksy is and you don't know the girl holding the balloon and you don't know that that's on the wall in Palestine.
Could be a bit weird.
You think he's a paedophile. Why does he have a tattoo of a little girl on his belly?
Could be your child. If you had a daughter, you could just say, oh, that's my daughter.
I don't know.
Holding the balloon.
I think it's pretty cool. I was saying to you,
we went to Fino.
Like, I'm getting fatter and fatter, and that's on me fat roll, me muffin top. So when I sit down, it's just like I don't even know what it looks like.
It's like the string off the balloon is just completely lost.
the balloon's just getting further and further away. It's drifting.
The balloon is on the way to the nipple.
Oh, one of these days it'll just be gone. It'll just be gone into me rolls.
And why were you talking to two Americans? Or why were you with two Americans?
Yesterday.
Did they come through the portal?
Yeah.
Like the Avengers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Sent them back through the portal. Stargate SG-1. Bye.
I seen you were in some tomb or something on your story, was it?
Yeah.
What was that?
Myself and Myrla are married 7 years yesterday. 7 year itch.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
And we went out to celebrate, sort of. But it was a Monday, so you're just kind of like dicking around. What to do. And you're doing a little bit of day activities because the kids are in school and then we were going to pick up the kids after school. So we were just, what can we do? What can you do? What would you suggest someone do during the day?
Tomb.
Nothing says romance. Nothing says I love you like going to see dead bodies in a crypt. There's a church called St. Michael's Church. Just at Smithfield there.
How would the Germans pronounce it?
St. Michael's. That was Jamaican.
Yeah.
And you can do a tour of this church. And it's the oldest church in Ireland. I think it was made, the Vikings came in and it was the first church that he made in 1009, I want to say. So it's like over 1,000 years old. And underneath the church, you'd walk past this place. Underneath the church is a crypt with loads of dead bodies. Like during the 1700s, you could buy space, and lots of rich people did. Mostly, it was a Protestant church, so they would have been the wealthiest landowners and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you can go in, do a tour, and he'll bring you and show you the crypts and show you the bodies and show you it's fucking
what's left of them.
They're mummified because there's no moisture in the air, and there's something in the walls that absorbs the moisture.
Yeah.
So they're fully intact.
I know what it's like to be in a tomb. It's very hot and clammy and...
The opposite. No. It's like the opposite. It's cold and dry.
Okay.
Because, and that's how the...
The tomb I was in was roasting.
Was it? Well, maybe... Where were you? What tomb were you
in? The one on Angel Street in Lidl.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... I don't even... Is that a tomb? Was there dead bodies there? That was just like an old kind of place.
I don't know what was there.
Yeah.
But felt very tombish. It was a bit tombish.
But they were tiny. The people were tiny. You get to see the people, like, you know what I mean? They're still intact. And
they were tiny?
Yeah.
Like,
there was a woman and she was only about that size. Like, the coffins are only about that size.
So tiny because of evolution?
Yeah. But there was one man, a crusader, and he was 6'6". So he went around Europe forcing people to be Christians. Or you'd be killed. And then he came back and he was a fucking legend, like, you know what I mean? He was 6'6". This man would have been a giant back in the day. In 2018, there was, you probably remember this, it was in the news, everyone was talking about it at the time. But there was a fella who got drunk, found himself in the tomb and rubbed his head.
Yeah.
And smashed up one of the other bodies. Our bones were just scattered all over the crypt. And a few days later, and then it was in the news, they were putting call outs, like they wanted your man's, he desecrated a body, like, you know, this yeah. fella. And then a few days later, they found the head in a bag, like a central bag, right outside the crypt, and a letter beside the head saying, "Sorry, R.I.P. He brought the head back. He was found and he was given 28 months in prison for desecrating the body.
Jesus Christ.
But his head is back. The crusader's head is back. It's really fucking
Did they talk about that?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that in the news, actually.
Do you remember it, yeah?
I do, yeah. But did you do anything else or was it just that?
After that, we went for a few drinks and we were like, what do we do? We went on Airbnb and there was an Airbnb experience where this guy will bring you to alternative pubs.
Why do you go to these things?
Because it's a bit of crack. It's funny. It's kind of awkward.
Anyone throw rocks at you?
No, not this time. Not this time, thankfully. I did bring a helmet though, just in case.
Alternative pubs.
Alternative pubs. So we met him and it was just us and another couple. Then this guy came and he was like, "Hey, how are you doing? You know, we'll bring you to the first pub." And it was, I can't even fucking think of the names of the pubs that we went to. Patter Brown's was the first pub. And just brought us there, had a pint, we're chatting. It was us and another couple that were on their honeymoon in Ireland. They came over and they were on their honeymoon. And they were leaving the next day, Americans. And they were like, why are you guys doing this? Like, you're from Dublin. Even the tour guide was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, I knew people in the pubs, like, that were going to, and I knew there was a singer in Paddy Brown's and I knew him. I was like, "Oh, sorry." And then we went to Tom Kennedy's, the pub besides Vicar Street. Again, Just a pub.
Just normal. You could have just like went to these pubs off your own back.
Yeah. Yeah. And we literally did. Then the last pub was Darky Kelly's. And we were in Darky Kelly's having a pint before we went to meet this tour guide. And they were like, oh, you're back. I'm like, yeah. Just fucking awkward, man. It was just awkward.
Who was setting these up?
Just who? You could set one up. Like anyone setting it up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Tour of Inglis.
Yeah. People would do it. People would definitely do that. Like,
this is the stretch. This is the stretch down in Finglas South. Has loads of grass. Do you want to go up to Charlestown?
Where would you bring them? If I was to sign up to an Airbnb.
Well, we'd all meet in the Finglas Village Centre.
Okay.
Where the library used to be. And Dales is there. And we'd go into Dales, get a couple of cheap items, maybe. Packet of crisps.
Do you know the way tour guides bring around like a flag or an umbrella or something just so they don't get lost?
Is it?
No, so
I'll follow the umbrella. I'll raise the umbrella and then you know I'm here.
What would you bring?
A lightsaber.
Yeah, just follow the lightsaber.
Just light it up. If you get lost, just look for the red lightsaber. Okay?
Where would you take them then?
So
you say, hello everybody, welcome to the Finglas. This is the Finglas Village.
How's it going? This is Finglas Village. It's where I'm from. I'm glad you all came and paid the money.
Oh, wow. How much is this tour?
150.
€150?
For two people.
For two people, right, okay.
So, 75.
Well, if
but it has to be two.
That's expensive.
It is, but it's well worth it, as you'll see soon.
Okay. Any history to deals or?
No. Just okay,
good.
It's just a piece of fingers.
Okay. Okay, so
that's just the meeting spot, though.
Okay,
like the history is elsewhere.
So meet Darren Conway in the car park of the Deals.
Yeah,
shopping,
and then we'll go across the road and we'll stand outside Super Value, and I'll say, "This is a local supermarket, Super Value. It used to be Super Quinn, but they got rid of the second part. Instead of Quinn, it's Value." Lo and behold, they still do Super Quinn sausages. Now, how mad is that?
What's a sausage?
Like a pork sausage? Like a tasty Cairns's Granby?
Can we try one?
Have you got a fucking cooker? Or a pan? You're not coming back to my gaff?
Oh.
No, yeah, actually, yeah, all right. Yeah, we can have some. We'll go in and... So I'd get the Super Quinn sausages. It still has the Super Quinn logo on it, you know. Do you know that? It's fucking mad.
Yep.
Jesus, bleeding mad. We go back to my gaff, cook a few Super Quinn sausages. This sounds great, by the way, so far.
I'm on board.
Yeah,
I'm on board. €75 for a sausage. Okay.
But it's the experience of it. Then we go back to the gaff.
Are the sausages included?
Yeah,
sausages are included in the price.
At a push.
How many sausages each?
Half
a sausage.
Yeah, okay. Share a sausage. Okay.
Yeah, because pricey.
And what if we get? Carry on. Sorry.
What if we get what?
Just what if you really like your half sausage and you say that was really tasty, and I had to come all the way from town, my hotel in town, to your tour out in Finglas. I'm a bit hungry. Could I have another half of a sausage?
I'd say, you know where the shop is. Oh, they're bringing you there, Matt. They're telling you the whole history of the fucking place. Go in and grab yourself a 6-pack of fucking Super Quinn sausages and bring them home to...
The whole history of the place is a fucking... Super Value. Get a sausage. That's it. Mind your arse on the way out. Leave us 5-star on TripAdvisor.
That's all it is. So they'd be all in the gaff having half a sausage.
There's got to be more. What else? Where else are you bringing us?
I'll bring you.
So our bellies are full.
Yeah. Bring you to SBG. SBG. Mixed Martial Arts. Crossroad from my gaff in Charleston. So it's quite handy just to get across, I'd say. Your man John Kavanagh trains in there. Trains all the UFC fighters. They don't eat sausages. They wouldn't be able to eat sausages. Do you want to know anything else about it?
Right. So we're outside SBG just looking at it. Can we go in?
Everyone on the tour can go into SBG if they want. I'll stand outside. and just say, I just want a tour. Because I used to do that. I'd be saying, I used to do that when I was a kid. I used to ask the Garda station, could we have a tour? Ask the Garda, like literally ask the Garda station. The guards in the station, can we have a tour? So just go in.
They
just
part of this tour?
They went to SPJ and asked for a tour, yeah.
So your tour is sending somebody on another tour?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Off their own accord.
Is this like a walking tour or like an open top bus tour or what kind of tour is this?
Just strolling.
Just walking tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything else in Finglas?
You fucking tell us.
I haven't done this before time. So
Manhattan popcorn.
Oh yeah. Good shout actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are. That's what I do on the tour anyway. So what are you copying out me for? Manhattan popcorn.
Okay.
Is close to Charlestown as well. So it's not far away. Huh? You walk by there, you can smell the popcorn in the air, the peanuts in the air. It's a lovely scent. I'd say, do you know how lucky Finglas is, guys? It's the only Manhattan popcorn factory in Ireland and it happens to be in Finglas.
And why is it called Manhattan? Was it made in
It was made by us because it's from there. Manhattan, in America.
Are you just going to tell these people lies on the tour?
Yeah.
You're just going to fill them with lies? Well, you make up an old yarn about, because the Americans will swallow a brick.
Would they?
They believe anything you tell them. So why is it called Manhattan?
It's called Manhattan because, I don't know. It just is, right?
I love
this. This is great stuff.
Is it shy?
Oh, no. I'm learning so much.
Amazing. Okay, where are we going next? We're on to the next one. We're still following the light. Everyone follow the lightsaber.
You can chance their arm at a tour in Manhattan if they want. No way, I didn't have a smoke.
You just send them into the reception, like, just ask them there.
It's a tour within a tour. Off your own accord.
You're not even helping them. You're just sending them in, like, see what they say. Go on, go over it.
Go in and ask them for a tour there and ask for a few packets of popcorn. I'll just wait out here and I'll just light a smoke, right? Like that. Holding the lightsaber.
Where are we going to next? I say do the overpass. They'd love that.
I was thinking the bridge.
The bridge.
Where the roundabout is at Lidl.
Yeah.
Is that the overpass?
Where you walk across the road.
The footbridge, like over to the west, west. Yeah, we walk across there and that used to be, this is what I'm saying though. This bridge used to not have a cage around it. So it used to just be a bridge and it'd be up to your waist. It's a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they built.
Is this true?
Actually is, yeah. Oh. So they built like a big cage around it and I hate to break it to you, but you can't escape. You have to stay here for 15 minutes and just look at the cars going by.
I love how shit this tour is. It's fucking.
Yeah, the bridge.
Look, you can tell these anything about that bridge.
Yeah.
You can tell them this is actually the bridge where the 1916 Rising started.
So I'd say to them, this is the bridge where the 1916 Rising started. Right, we'll move on. Then at this point, they're just like, where do you want to go? Right, we go to the stretch.
What's that?
Talca Valley Park's the stretch. The locals call it, the local lads call it the stretch. But the correct term is Talca Valley.
So you're telling the
story. Just walk along, it's a nice river there. You walk along and go fishing if you want. Is IKEA Finglas?
Yeah, can be. Yeah, well, Finglas-ish.
The Catalans there, we go there and get a fishing rod and then go back to Talca Valley. Go fishing. You have to put the fish back though.
Is there fish in the Talca Valley?
We can at least try and see if there is. There might not be, but it's the experience of it, isn't it?
And you can put a sausage on
it. I feel like they're getting too much for this.
You're giving them a lot.
There's too much going on here for 150 quid.
That's a lot of walking as well, from Charlestown down to the Catalan all the way up to the Valley Park and all. Like, we're talking about a group of 20 Americans and they're big. They're heavy set, the Americans.
You could actually bring them to the Odeon Cinema, the Plex that's up there, up at Charlestown. So fuck the fishing and that. So here, put them rods away, lads. Go on back up to Charlestown.
Is there any history with Charlestown, the shopping centre? Like, could you give them a little bit of, or the Leisure Plex or whatever? Yeah. That's all in Charlestown.
Also, just like, I said, about every location we go to, I might as well just say, like, this was all fields once. All of this was fields. This used to be fields here. And now it's not. And now they put fucking apartments up everywhere. It used to be all fields. It used to be woken up by a cow every morning. And now there's a fucking Plex. That's a lot of history.
Yeah.
And I'd go on and tell them about how me granny paid 2 grand for that gaff in the 20s or something.
Yeah, that's a nice little tidbit.
I'll bring them to my nanny's house.
Yeah,
while she's no.
Like that is actually something that you'd see on Airbnb. Like, come to an old woman's house
and just talk about fuck all.
Yeah, nothing.
Because they don't know anything about it. So, what's there to lose?
Drink cans in the park. You could do that.
Could do that.
Bring some Americans and get a few cans of Carpaccio.
Go to me granny's for a coddle.
Now that I feel like that is genuinely an experience. You could do that.
But like, they'd have to pay for the makings of it.
Oh well, yeah, of course.
And you have any of them sausages left over? Put them in the pot.
Like, Glasnevin Cemetery is the highest rated tourist attraction in Dublin.
There's a lot of history in there.
There is, yeah.
You could bring them there. That's a proper tour though.
Yeah. Yeah. You could bring them over to the other side where there's not so much history.
Again, that could be a tour within a tour. I could just park them off for an hour and say, go to the Glasnevin Cemetery tour and I'll wait outside and have a smoke.
It's handy. You just keep sending them on all the tours. Like.
It's just like I'm guiding them two tours that are happening. Like, you go to that tour, go to this tour.
In a very strange twist, on Reddit here, on the Dublin subreddit, from a year ago, there is a post saying a relative is over from abroad and he's adamant he wants to visit Finglas.
Ooh.
So I'll read it out to you. A distant relative over from the States is visiting us for a few days. He's never visited Ireland. He has an absolute urgent need to see Finglas, even though he has not seen any of the other beautiful sites
on
the island.
Sign up.
We've tried to convince him he will be disappointed by Finglas, but he becomes very agitated when we do this, accusing us of trying to ruin his trip and distracting him from his goal.
I've seen that thread before, by the way.
Yeah?
I haven't.
But yeah. I've never seen, like, I've seen that the topic, like, and I knew somewhere along the line I was mentioned, but I never actually seen the comment.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff to do in Finglas going with this. He heard glowing reviews about Finglas from an Irish person he met in a bar in Boston years ago, and since then he maintains his only goal above visiting other sites is to see Finglas. So the question is, what could we actually show him in Finglas? Other relatives have suggested we just take him to a pub there and let him enjoy the experience, but I get the impression he'll want to spend a good few hours exploring the area. So that's the opening post. The most upvoted post, again, this is Reddit, so we've no way known if any of this is true, but it's a bit of crack. This thread then is followed by a lot of people suggesting things you could do in Finglas.
Love to hear it.
A few monuments.
The hands outside.
In the park.
Super value. The hands. Monument thing. Was that mentioned?
The stretch is mentioned.
There you go. It's always a good one.
That's actually how I found this, because I was looking up the stretch for you.
The stretch.
Two charity shops.
Just call that because it's quite long.
So go to Mass in St. Canis's. Then on to Erin's Isle to drink pints and watch the under-16s beat some Southsiders. Then another post. My husband is not from here. I presume they mean not from Ireland. And he found Finglas to be a sight to behold and still talks about it to this day. He just couldn't get his head around people having horses as pets. Take him to the pub with no windows in Finglas Village.
The pub with no windows?
Take him to the pub with no windows in Finglas Village. That's one suggestion.
Is that a pub with no windows?
I know the Drake.
People are saying it's the Shamrock.
Ah, there's windows there.
Okay. Take him to see the Lionel Richie flooring store.
Yeah. Under the steps, yeah.
You left that out.
Down by Salvettis.
What the fuck is Carmen's that? Carberry. What?
It's just a fucking flooring place, carpet and flooring.
Called Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie, yeah.
Ah, for fuck's sake, how'd you let that one slip through the cracks?
That wasn't on your tour.
I was getting there, though.
Ah, for
there's a market for a second Finglas tour, I think.
Yeah.
There's so much to see.
Yeah. Lionel Richie. You never heard of Lionel Richie?
No.
There's a few of them.
That one does not.
There fucking is.
There's not a chain of Lionel Richies.
Is there not?
Is that like Mattress Mick?
That's still there, like Lionel Richie.
Yeah, there's only one in Finglas. You don't even know how lucky you are in Finglas.
Oh, I'm so blessed. I really am blessed on that. I'm dead serious. Like, it's a fucking gift of a place. I seen that trap before and I was mentioned in it.
Bono's childhood house.
Yeah. That's Cedarwood.
That's one, I think, though, is it?
Cedarwood, is it?
Oh, of course, Frankie, of course, has done a video on Finglas.
Up Minna.
Are you? Of course, yeah.
It's in Charlestown. He's like, rumour has it, Darren Conway just goes to Charlestown all day and stands there. And then it's just me in the background like that.
Buy a 50 bag.
Buy a 50 bag, but don't actually buy it, just do it for the experience.
Yeah. Maybe you just like hire an actor to be a drug dealer.
Go to Shilling. Try go to Shilling, get fucked out.
That'd be a good experience.
Go to the local nightclub, the full Shilling. And like, obviously it's a daytime tour, but it's not open yet. But if we wait around for 4 or 5 hours, it'll be open, and then you won't get in.
What? Like, I feel like you're holding so much information here. If you haven't told us about Lionel Richie,
Go to Lionel Richie and look at the different fabrics, different carpets.
St. Canice's Monastery, founded in 560 AD.
There's a monastery?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Where is it?
Finglas. Oh, it's still there. There's the ruins of it are there.
Is there a picture of it? It's just across the road from the Jolly Topper. Go to Jolly Topper for a point. Yeah, I'll just have a quick smoke. We'll climb over there and have a look at the monastery.
Next to the Canice's Monastery, there is the Nether Cross, which is a stone cross that was in the graveyard at the monastery. And in 1649, they buried it to hide it from Oliver Cromwell. Ooh. And they did. And then they dug it up again almost 200 years later.
This is in Finglas?
Yeah.
Darren.
What?
Your tour is fucking withholding. You're withholding the history.
I was going to get there.
There's so much to see and do.
So much history.
So much
Oliver
history
Cromwell. Lionel
Richie. Fucking Kewlock. If you Google Kewlock, all that's going to come up. Not all of that, but like the equivalent.
Man of Finglas.
I'll be like waving the. We're going to high one now. Chinese curry shop.
Running out of time here, lads. But we're running out of time. Come on. Get out of the monastery.
There used to be. Finglas used to have an airport.
What?
I highly doubt that.
Kildunan Aerodrome. There you go now.
No.
Dublin's own. This is an ad I'm reading from. Air taxis always available. Dublin's own air park, only 4 miles from centre of city. Tea rooms for visitors. Moderate charges. I'm going to have to learn more about this airport. Hang on.
Did you know that?
I didn't. I do now.
There was the first Irish airline was called Iona National Airways. And they were based out in Finglas between 1931 and 1995.
In Dunsink, there was a landfill, but they stopped accepting the waste. That's a pity. That could have been good. Look at that big pile of rubbish.
It's a mountain. All that rubbish.
Mountain of shit.
When did the airport close on?
I'm not sure when.
I find that hard to believe.
This is an article from the Dublin Historical. Oh, the Old Dublin Society published this in 1984. In the 1930s, Finglas was a small village consisting of one hilly street, little houses, shops, church. A left-hand turn at the top of the street led to a muddy or dusty road, and a mile out from Finglas, this place called Kildunan came into view. A path by the side of this led to a field with an air hangar, some aircraft, a clubhouse, a petrol pump, and a windsock. This was Kildunan Aerodrome. So Finglas had its own airport.
It's mad, isn't it?
What the fuck? We should have known that. How do I not know that? I'm supposed to be a tour guide. Maybe I'm educated while I'm on the tour, just like surprised, like the way I am now. Surprised by it all.
There's a sculpture in Kildunan Park.
Kildunan Park?
Kildunan Park. There's a sculpture in Kildunan Park. 7-foot-tall sculpture, two figures with arms raised up. Basically, Finglas's proud aviation history is honoured with this sculpture.
Really?
Yes.
Now there you go. Huh?
Right, so I'm fascinated anyway. So Finglas actually has a lot going on there.
A lot.
Unreal.
You're missing a trick, Darren Conway.
I'm surprised they were able to find the cross after 200 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's big, but...
Am I missing a trick?
Yeah, man, you could be a tour guide. Tour guide for Finglas. Darren's Finglas walking tour.
No one had torn up.
Oh, yeah, in the Reddit thread, here we are. Darren Conway.
Oh.
Just that?
Just that. And you got 2 upvotes.
So what was the thread title?
This is the one about bringing the American tourist over to Finglas. And if you keep scrolling down there.
Just the net, just my name.
You're recommended.
So they just like.
You're not on Reddit, no? Because this person, part of their username is Dar, D-A-R-R, so.
Fuck's sake. That's not me, anyway.
Also, I think the Manhattan tour could have been a good thing. Manhattan.
I think we could go to Bono's. Oh, Gaff, and do some knickknacks.
Bono.
Knickknack and Bono's, Gaff.
Knickknack or Bono's, Gaff.
That's brilliant. People, like, there's so many U2 fans out there that if you just got, like, a guitar and learned a single U2 song, you could charge lots of money to just go sing outside Bono's, Gaff.
And they'd pay you
loads. They'd pay you loads.
I remember when, I think I told the story before, but there was a fella that came into the pub, an American chap and his wife, who came into the Shamrock, and he was like asking could he pay in dollars and stuff like that, and I'm like, no, you can't. But he was saying that like he's only in Finglas because his second name is Finglas, and he wanted to chase like his family tree. So he went to Finglas like this. That's why he was there. Like, but it was just weird. It's just a weird scenario. I feel like he's. You mentioned about was it a Reddit thread about the suggestion? Yeah, the one we were talking about. Like, could that be him?
Possibly. The only American tourist to ever visit Finglas.
Would Dunsink Observatory, would that count as Finglas?
There's an observatory in...
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Is that? That'd be good, yeah. We'll do that.
It has been a centre for astronomical research since 1785.
That's incredible.
It's listed as Castle Knock, but it's just in that park off Finglas West there. Scribblestown. Is that Finglas?
Yeah.
You can go there for public visitor nights.
Can I see a photo of the building? Or? Oh, that's not fucking Finglas. You're on a fucking rabbit hole there. That's not Finglas. It looks like fucking...
That is Finglas.
I want to do your tour. I want to do this Finglas tour, darling. Will you take me?
Yeah. It's at your own risk, though. Because a lot of it's a bit shady. Send you into popcorn factories and all for the tour. A tour within a tour. It's a bit shady. If you're up for it, man, we can do it.
I'm excited by it.
And now that I know all the information about airports and observatories.
The observatory is only a 13-minute drive from Lionel Richie.
How long is that walking?
Hour and a half.
No problem.
So that could be the end of the tour, I guess. Start at Lionel Richie, end of the observatory.
I think this could be a three-day tour, walking tour.
Yeah.
Do we still only get half a sausage?
Pretty much. Fucking same numbers every fucking week.
We had a couple of emails related to a specific talking point from a recent episode. And I think instead of keeping them for the bonus episode, I think it's best if we just air them out now. Okay?
Here we go.
Okay. They're not happy.
After me being fucking nice to everyone.
This one isn't directed at you.
Who was it directed at?
Where we've reverted to type somewhat. But Joe.
Again, he didn't do anything.
Fuck's sakes.
No, he did.
Okay.
He
will it all make sense now?
Nobody's blame but himself. Hi, lads. I am a former archaeologist.
Brilliant.
An actual archaeologist.
And listening to Joe made me want to put my head through a wall.
He's a former archaeologist. Can I just start by saying, first of all, he's a former archaeologist. Don't know what happened.
I believe it's a woman.
Did they say him?
You did.
She was a former archaeologist. I don't know what happened to... She wasn't... Go on.
Career change?
From Sarah.
All right, Sarah.
So Sarah, career change.
Sarah tells us, as much as archaeologists would love to further explore places like the Sahara Desert, we can't just land in the Sahara and start digging. You need to get permission from a head-melting number of departments and government bodies. You are then given a timeline by said departments and government bodies on how long you can spend there excavating, and you cannot exceed that. A prime example of this is Wood Quay in Dublin. Dublin City Council gave archaeologists, Dublin County Council gave archaeologists a date that they had to be out by. Right up until the final evening they were excavating, they were uncovering new materials and artefacts. But even so, once the final day came, they had to pack up and walk away so the construction workers could come in and build the Dublin County Council buildings. Their hands were tied despite the public going out in their droves to protest the build. Also, if you're interested, a lot of archaeologists are going to Indonesia on excavations now. In approximately 2009, in Flores, Indonesia, they discovered what is believed to be a new stage in human evolution called Homo floresiensis. It is affectionately known as the Hobbit due to their small stature. So we are still working on making new discoveries to better understand human history all the time, just not in the places people may think. Love the podcast so much. I don't work in the archaeology field anymore, but it will always be my one true love. Thank you, Sarah.
That's me point, though. Sarah literally just said that they're exploring Indonesia and finding new types of humanity there.
That's not your point. Your point was, why aren't they looking? It's so easy to look. Why don't they look?
My point...
And if they're not looking, it's because they're trying to hide something. That was your point.
It wasn't that they were trying to hide something.
Yeah.
It was the refusal that there was anything there in the first place.
Joe, to drop
it
people back in who there, are listening to this heard that episode.
Yeah.
Why be gaslighting the entire audience.
I'm not gaslighting anyone. I'm not gaslighting anyone. And like, I know it's head meltingly frustrating to get like permission to go.
Do you?
Get do it though. Because that shouldn't be reason to not do it. That shouldn't be reason to not do it.
I think the point is you can't do it sometimes.
This is a load of my arse now.
You can't like, metal detect it.
No, you've been presented with a fact-based argument and you've said it's a load of your arse and you've also tried to change what your argument was in the first place.
No, I'm not. I haven't. And the issue with the Dublin City Council, like, that was a fucking travesty. An absolute fucking travesty when they paved over. That's the most disgusting thing that they ever done, was with that Dublin City Council thing and refusing to let them dig and find more shit. Despite finding very, very early fossilised versions of fucking axes and lots of historic pieces, and they just fucking paved over it.
Yeah.
Insane that he done that.
So with that knowledge in mind, would you not give the archaeologists the benefit of the doubt?
With that knowledge in mind, there was nothing else to be found. Like, we already knew
Sarah
what was there.
Sarah just told you that on the day they were kicked off the site, they were still finding new stuff. And you have...
Of the same era.
You chose not to.
From the
that.
Same era. They weren't digging any deep, but they
How
weren't
How do
finding,
you know?
Because this is public knowledge. Like, this, because I went on the Viking splash tour.
He was told.
But I was on the
I feel like I'm going to put my head through a wall with Sarah now.
This,
hopefully you find something.
I'm agreeing with her. I feel like me and Sarah agree.
I feel like you're not agreeing with her. I think you're agreeing with... I think you're imagining she's saying something else and then you're agreeing with that.
I'm saying there's more stuff that's out there that we haven't discovered yet.
Yes.
In the Sahara, in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, in the North Pole, in the South Pole, in the Antarctic. There's places that we just simply haven't discovered.
But your question during that episode was, why aren't they looking there?
Yeah.
She's just told you why.
Well, she said that because it's annoying to get permission. Get permission.
No, I don't. I think that's a gross mischaracterization of Sarah's letter. And were it not for the fact that we've just read it in full 2 minutes previously.
It was a long one.
It was a good one.
Yep.
One of my favourites. Thank you, Sarah. Right, listen, we're going to leave it there.
Okay.
The next comment is from Paul in Dunmore East.
Dunmore East, Paul. Yep. Remember Paul? He's an avid...
Yeah, he's been to us
sender,
a few times,
isn't he?
Yep. Paul says, Joe was busy promoting his conspiracy theories based on the ropey pseudo-documentaries on Netflix. He kept referring to the, quotation marks, facts. First of all, they are ideas and opinions, but not facts. That's all.
I think in the heat of the moment, in the heat of the conversation, to reinforce my point, I don't have a laptop in front of me. I don't have a phone. I can't Google the exact specifics. These conversations come up organically. We're not prepared for it. I'm not prepared for these conversations. Bro, you have like the floaty ideas of what I remember. I'm just kind of picking.
And you see, if you brought that humility to the table during those conversations, if you just held your hands up and said, listen, I might be wrong about some of this, I think you'd get a lot more forgiveness.
I don't. Maybe that those are
might
being
be
edited
off by a percent.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Darren.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm just kind of, it's around that. It's around 5%. No, we know.
It'll be 5.5.
Yeah, give 5.2. Or take. Give or take. There's a kid with a shovel and spade now at the minute and he's like, oh, it's 5.19.
But still wrong.
But the point still stands. The point will still, for all intents and purposes.
Uh-huh.
There's worse things happening in the world.
Yeah, but this
we
is...
We can't be sitting here arguing over percentages.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's still wrong.
Paul says then, speaking of the permafrost, which we talked about in that episode, what one animal would the two of you like to bring back if you could find the DNA in the permafrost and then reanimate or clone it?
Megalodon.
That's a big shark.
Massive.
That's not real.
The megalodon existed.
Did it?
Yeah. 100. Yep. The Jason Statham, no.
I know the film existed.
No. The megalodon did exist. There's fossils of it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yep.
How big is the megalodon?
The size of a school bus.
Wow.
They found one that they think was 20 metres long.
20 metres?
And weighed 103 tonnes.
Why would you like to bring that back?
Just class. Big, huge fucking thing. I'd love to just see a video of it.
Yeah.
Love to see footage of that big bastard.
Well, just look at the film.
It's not the same.
Well, I don't know what animals are extinct, really. I'd like to...
A dinosaur. A T-Rex or something.
I suppose, yeah.
What are you laughing at? Is that not a good one now?
It's fucking... Yeah, they'll kill you though. I don't know why you'd want to bring that shit back. Does...
Yeah, megalodons are, because you're not swimming.
I heard a theory about dinosaurs as well, that we only have an idea of... Right, this is me probably fucking spouting shit again.
Where's the theory from?
The theory is from the internet that what we think of as dinosaurs could be way off. Way off. Because the fossilized remains of the dinosaurs that were found,
they're not...
They don't have cartilage. Like, when you die, you know, if you found a skeleton and you try to reanimate what you thought a human being would look like...
It wouldn't look like
from
that.
...from a skeleton. It wouldn't look like that because, like, our nose is, like, everything, our ears, like, our head, the hair, the skin. There's no way of knowing what it actually looked like in person. They think that the T-Rexes have little tiny hands now, but they probably had big wings. They probably had big weird shit going on with them. They just... It's only from the bones that remain. And then even, like... The scales that we think, the colour of them. We're just coming up with colours. Making that shit up out of nowhere.
Are we?
Yeah. They could have been 40.
Could have been big giant chickens.
He's right, you know.
They could have been 40. They could have had feathers.
What are they lying to us for then?
Well, they're just saying, this is what we think.
You should have just left it.
And the eyes could have been like antennas.
Like they could have been anything you wanted them to be.
Like, you know the way a snail has, like, the big sticky out eyes, and then you touch them and they shrink in? A T-Rex could have had eyes like that. Probably not, though, because you look at a crocodile and you're like, okay, well, they're kind of similar. But you never know.
I wanted it to look like Jurassic Park, though.
Yeah.
But it definitely doesn't.
Well, yeah, it definitely doesn't, but you don't know how different that they look.
Elephant bird?
Fuck off.
3 meters tall. Bird, what do you think?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Elephant bird.
Elephant bird, yeah.
Could he fly though? Could he take off?
No.
Had wings though.
You're kind of talking a bigger version of
it. I'm not forgetting it again.
The dodo, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? Let's bring back the dodo.
Well, it doesn't have to be too complicated here. You can just say the mammoth.
The mammoth.
The mammoth.
The saber-tooth tiger.
Oh, yeah. And there was a furry rhinoceros too. If that's of any interest to you.
You're all furry, huh?
Yeah.
You're all furry.
Good, isn't it?
Very good. We'll wrap it up there though because that's what we do when we end an episode.
Tour of England.
What's it?
We have to go on a tour of England.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to, yeah.
Do some market research.
We get some other tour guide though. I just want to be educated on Finglas, actually.
Yeah.
It's a lot to learn.
Maybe we should do that. We do a stall a day out and we go to Finglas and do a little tour.
We'll add that to the list of things Absolutely. We are supposed to do, yeah.
I'll get in touch with your man on Airbnb and see if he'll do a little bit of research on Fingla.
Owns the man for that.
Fionn Glass. Doesn't that mean wine? Fionn is wine. Glass of wine. Is Finglas literally a glass of wine?
I'm off the clock now. I'm not looking that up.
It is.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it is.
There you go. Glass of wine. You live in a glass of wine.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Stala podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Join us again next week. We'll do a tour of
Coolock.
Coolock, yeah.
Actually, for the next couple of episodes, we're going to be just doing tour guides.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around.
It's going to be good.